Osage City Lady Indians with the ball to start the second half of action, leading it 37-15 here against Chase County. Down low, right block. Campbell Stark overshoots the rim. Rebound taken away by Leah Francis, taken Trahoon. Michael Deeker here on the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM. As we mentioned, Osage City really running roughshod over that first half of action. As ball goes out of bounds, it was last touched by the Lady Indians in the form of Georgia Kitzelman. Kitzelman with 2 points here on the night, the 5'7 junior. Leah Francis will key it in from the left side of the basket. Goes to Alexis Long, three-pointer on the way. It's good. That's how you want to start off this second half if you're the Lady Bulldogs. Alexis DeLong with a line drive three.
One possession at a time. 22 points is definitely manageable in the second half.
Sadie Shoemaker has it now, left side for Osage City, who are going left to right as we see the action from the visitor side of the gymnasium here. Campbell Stark off the glass and in over the top of Madeline Wilson, and Stark just adding to her impressive total here tonight, 17 points through three quarters. Madeline Wilson has it right side, goes to Avery Beyer, top of the right wing, back to Wilson. 6 foot jumper is way off the mark. Kingston tries to save it to no one as it goes into the Chase County bench. The rebound will be awarded to Osage City. 39-18 is the lead for the Lady Indians. 6:45 remaining here in the third quarter. Emery Spies, the 4'11 sniper for the Lady Indians, brings it across half court. Now goes left side. Georgia Kitzelman with a beautiful three from the left side. 42-18. Left completely unguarded. And then Kitzelman will draw a foul. She was trying to knock it away, and she ended up catching the wrist of Madeline Wilson.
Of course, Kisselman's first cousin's the Miles.
Yes.
Another Flint Hills League member school, Linden Zone, obviously playing the University of Alabama.
Roll Tide. Right side, Leah Francis. She'll get fouled as it looked like she was trying to find someone on the baseline. She got smacked on the wrist. Ball went out of bounds. They're going to call that one on Stark. That's her second, team second of the second half. And going to the line, they're going to say, actually, she was in the process of shooting. So Francis at the line for two. Puts up the first. That hits the front of the rim and nothing else.
Of course, other area games throughout the Flint Hills League. We mentioned Mission Valley, Northern Heights. Linden taking on Council Grove, West Franklin, Central Heights.
Francis puts up the second. That one falls through. She has 4 points on the night as Chase County now trails it 42-19. Osage City back on the attack. Nice behind-the-back dribble by Spies. Now in the hands of Shoemaker. She drives left block. Misses the shot. Hinkson grabs the board and then travels with it. So yet another turnover here for the Lady Bulldogs. And that is going to be the talking point of the night, regardless if they manage to make the comeback or not. Turnovers, turnovers, turnovers. And it looks like we're going to get an offensive foul on Campbell Stark. It's going to be her third. Yep, that's who they're going to call it again for the charge. So that's Stark's third, team's third.
Didn't quite see the play. I know Coach Kirkpatrick and Stark are both frustrated.
Yeah, wanted an explanation.
But if you're Chase County, you got to go right at it, 1-5.
Leah Francis powers down to the opposite end. Now goes to Wilson, right block. Tried the bounce pass on the baseline to DeLong. Jumping the pass was Emery Spies. She has it now for Osage City. Right side, Kitzelman. Down low to Stark. Left side, Shoemaker. Unguarded three. It's nothing but net. Sadie Shoemaker with 9 points, all from beyond the arc tonight.
Largest lead of the night now.
Georgia Kitzelman seems to be favoring that right leg. It looked like she fell down in the transition. Is she wearing opposite shoes?
Yeah, it does appear so.
She's wearing a mint green and a canvas white.
And it looks like must be her sister's doing the same thing.
Okay, that's a thing. Okay. Yeah. Kids today. Leah Francis inbounds to Lily Hinkson at the foul line. Now to Avery Beyer. Right block jumper. Thought about it, but didn't go through for Madeline Wilson. And, man, Wilson, a scoring machine traditionally, only 4 points, and they were all in the first quarter. Beautiful pass play on the other end, but can't hit the bunny. Can Julia Kitzelman? It was a great feed through the defenders from Crawford. Went up, fired it, didn't hit it, but then a foul is going to be called against Lily Hinkson for the push off the rebound. And another three-pointer.
Emery Spies.
By Emery Spies. That's going to be her second. She has six on the night. 48-19 now the lead for Osage City.
Did not anticipate a nearly 30-point deficit or margin with 4.5 minutes to go in the third quarter.
Emery Spies and another steal on the Chase County end. Nice jump stop and finishes with the right side layup. Spies' first points from inside the arc tonight.
You got all five timeouts, just well use one.
Absolutely. 30-19 now the lead. Sorry, 50-19 now the lead for Osage City. You said 30 a minute ago. It got stuck in my head. Georgia Kitzelman with a great steal on the Chase County end. Saved it from going out of bounds. Lead pass goes left side to Sadie Shoemaker. Shoemaker will hand back to Kitzelman at the top of the key. And looks like Osage City content with running a little bit of clock here with under four to go in the third.
Absolutely. Slow things down a little bit. This is their on.
Emery Spies three on the way. Just a little wide to the left. Rebound won by Hinkson.
Sorry, Jake. I was saying that they were outside of their 70-29 explosion of points last Friday. That was their most points of the season.
Leah Francis fires up kind of a Hail Mary shot over the top of Kitzelman, and it falls through. And Spies will air ball on the opposite end on an 18-footer from inside the arc. Rebound collected by Lily Hinkson. She's hustling down the other way in a foot race with Georgia Kitzelman. Kitzelman goes up for the block and gets the foul instead. She went out to chop it away, and she smacked Hinkson on the wrist. That's going to be the fourth team foul for Osage City, the third for Georgia Kitzelman. She joins Campbell Stark in that category as Hinkson misses the front end of the two opportunities. Coming in now is Lexi Boss and Peyton Pitts to replace Greta Crawford and Georgia Kitzelman. Hinkson at the line for the second opportunity, and she gets that one. Now in for Chase County, out comes Hinkson. In comes Emily Miser. Overall, Hinkson is 2 of 4 from the line, and somebody burnt some popcorn in here. Smell that? Sorry, couldn't help it.
Well, you know, the COVID nose still has not quite recovered.
Oof.
But I wondered what that was. Thank you, Tegan.
You're welcome. I'm nothing if not a full-term broadcaster. Avery Beyer with a steal at half court. Nice lay-in left side. She beats Spies down the stretch. Now Spies with it into the front court. Goes left side to Pitts. Left corner to Julia Kitzelman. Right corner now to Shoemaker. Back to Spies. Contested three on the way is a little bit too long. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Osage City. 2:40 remaining in the third quarter. The Lady Indians lead it 50-24. A 26-point deficit for Chase County. Avery Beyer into the front court now for Chase County. Shakes off the defender. Shoemaker back in front of her, trying to harass the ball away. She'll give it to Madeline Wilson. Wilson tried to find Hatcher on the right block and overthrows it. And Madeline Wilson, not taking anything away from her, but she has struggled here tonight a little bit.
Obviously, the experience in Campbell Stark, the 6'1 junior, really shining through. And, Stark kind of dominating on the offensive end and really affecting things on the defensive end as well.
Maya Dorsey back into the Chase County lineup, taking a seat as Avery Beyer. Ball comes free in the Osage City lane. And Madeline Wilson will come up with it on the baseline. She gives it to Leah Francis. Francis into the front court for Chase County. And we're going to get a foul on the floor. See, they call this one against. That is going to be against Osage City's Peyton Pitts, her second, as Greta Crawford gets set to check back in with two fouls of her own. She will replace Pitts. Official Garrett Metcalf signaling for that call. Right side, Madeline Wilson gets rejected. Don't say that very often. As Osage City collects the ball, and they're back on the attack. Right side with it, Julia Kitzelman. Near half court to Emery Spies, and Spies has played a lot of time this game. I think she's only come out once. Crawford, right side. Kitzelman three on the way, hits the back iron, and falls right into the waiting hands of Leah Francis. Chase County now on the offensive. To Wilson, right block. Dribbles inside the lane, needs to get out of there as she hands off to Francis, who has it poked from behind by Spies, and it's taken away by Osage City. The Chase County faithful won a foul, but I got to agree with the officials. That was all ball. Right corner three over the top by Sadie Shoemaker for Osage City. Rebound collected in the left corner by Julia Kitzelman. Unguarded down low was Shoemaker, who gets banged into and then ripped away by Hattie Hatcher, and Hatcher's going to pick up her second foul. They're going to say that Shoemaker was in the process of shooting on that foul, so she's going to the line for two. A minute five remaining in the third quarter. It's 50-24, Osage City leading Chase County. As Shoemaker, nice raindrop, falls right through the netting. And that is Shoemaker's first point of the ball game to not come from beyond the arc. She has scored in every quarter thus far. Puts up the second. That one's a little too high and hits a little too hard. It falls away. The rebound won by Chase County. Leah Francis trying to get around Spies. Gets into the front court. Spies takes a stab at it. Misses. Under 60 to go here in this third quarter as Madeline Wilson gets her first point since the third quarter, or the first quarter, I should say, in the third. Makes it 51-26 with a right side jumper, and we're going to get a travel on the other end by Julia Kitzelman. Avery Beyer checks back into the Lady Bulldogs lineup. She'll replace Leah Francis. Here comes Georgia Kitzelman for Osage City. She'll replace Julia. So sister for sister. 38.6 remaining in the third quarter. 51-26 in favor of Osage City. Avery Beyer has it, hustling down the opposite side. Goes to Madeline Wilson. Wilson on the baseline. Reverse layup is no good. And Greta Crawford will come up with it for Osage City. Ball handling around. Maya Dorsey gets it in the front court to Georgia Kitzelman. Now to Sadie Shoemaker. At half court to Emery Spies. She's going to hold on to it for a moment before she gets contested by Avery Beyer. 10 seconds remaining. Spies looking for an opening to get a shot off. Nice dribble behind the back. Now being double-teamed. Wide open. Crawford at the top. Fires it. Right side. Shoemaker three on the way. At the buzzer is off the mark. And that does it for three at the end of the third quarter. 51, Osage City 26 for Chase County. We'll take a quick break, come back, and have the fourth and final quarter of action. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on their journey to success. Chase County Recreation Commission, proud to support the youth of Chase County communities, Go Bulldogs, and Kansas Graphics of Cottonwood Falls, under new ownership. Full-color banners and printing, t-shirt printing, decals, vinyl legend signage, wide print formatting, and more. Area High School Basketball is brought to you by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs! Griffin Real Estate and Auction, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. And Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage.
Emery Spies with a half-court steal to start the fourth quarter. Goes down the opposite way. Hook shot right side is no good. And we're getting a foul on Osage City in the form of Greta Crawford on the rebound attempt as she slapped the wrist of Madeline Wilson. So that will be Crawford's third. She joins Campbell Stark and Georgia Kitzelman in that regard as Stark back out for the first time since midway through the third quarter. 7:45 remaining in the ball game, and if Chase County is going to try and mount a comeback, it has to start here as we get a push before Madeline Wilson runs over Sadie Shoemaker. And that will be Crawford's fourth. And it puts Chase County into the bonus. So Madeline Wilson will go to the line for the 1-1.
We have a score update from over at Emporia High. Lady Spartans now up to number 2 in Class 5A.
Ooh.
They're leading Paola 45-12. That can be heard on 1400 wow. AM. The voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
On the front end of the 1-1, Campbell Stark makes it. Or I'm sorry, on the front of the 1-1, Madeline Wilson makes that. My apologies. 2 6-footers out there. It's hard to tell sometimes. And she gets the second. So Wilson now with 8 points on the night. As Osage City still leads at 51-28. Left side, Shoemaker three on the way. Too strong, rebound. Won easily by Wilson, who just outstretched everyone. But the ball is stolen away by Georgia Kitzelman, recovered by Avery Beyer. Chase County still with it. Beyer trying to get around Emery Spies, and Spies has been a nuisance defensively all night long as Beyer misses the 19-footer. Rebound won by Haddison Hatcher. Now to Madeline Wilson at the top of the key. Right block into the hands of Emily Miser, who turns it over. Greta Crawford with speed down the other way. Goes over the top of Madeline Wilson. Gets the layup and one. That's Crawford's first points of the ball game. And that will be Wilson's third, team's third. Crawford sets for the first of two, or sorry, for the extra point. Forget where I'm at sometimes. And will miss on the old-fashioned three-point play. No.
Lane violation.
Lane violation on Wilson. Huh. I guess I'm psychic. It was two attempts. They'll wave off the first, which was a miss. And Crawford will get a chance again at the old-fashioned three-point play. Puts it up. Good. Crawford now with 3 points as Lily Hinkson checks back into the ballgame for Chase County. And for the first time this ballgame, Madeline Wilson will take a seat. With three fouls, 6:50 remaining in this ballgame. Avery Beyer trying to get around Emery Spies. Again, that has been easier said than done tonight. Spies has been up in their face as Shoemaker intercepts a pass intended for Maya Dorsey. And tries to lay it in left side. Won't get the shot to fall, but she'll be bumped by Dorsey on the shot and go to the line for two more. That will be Maya Dorsey's first foul of the ball game, team's fourth of the second half. 6:35 remaining, 54-28 the lead for the Lady Indians. Shot is up, and it's good for Shoemaker. So Shoemaker joins Stark in double figures, now with 11. Puts up the second. It's good. Make it 12. 56-28. One more basket for Osage City would mean a running clock for the remaining 6.5 minutes as they have a 28-point lead. Georgia Kitzelman gets the steal on the Chase County side. Emery Spies for three. It's good. Emery Spies. Her third made three of the ball game. And now she is in double figures with 11. Opposite side, Lily Hinkson gets called for the charge. And I guess I'm eating my own words. We will not have a running clock.
31.
It's, yep, 59-28. 6:03 remaining. As Madeline Wilson will check back into the ball game. Taking a seat is Emily Miser. And there's the clock. So, yep, running clock now here to the remainder of this ball game. Emery Spies hustles into the front court, and we're going to get a foul called. See if that's against Hatcher or Wilson. That's going to be Hatcher.
And Chase County will have to regroup as they have a tough test on Friday.
Yeah.
One final tune-up before the shootout. Of course, Mission Valley undefeated. Of course, they qualified for the state tournament last year, the first time in many, many years.
Yeah. 5.5 minutes remaining in the ball game, 59-28. Osage City leads it. Nice bounce pass left side. And guess who? Campbell Stark.
She's been kind of quiet here in the second half, though.
Just, well, 2 points in the third quarter, now three here in the four. She's up to 20 on the night. We're going to get a push on the opposite end by Georgia Kitzelman. So Kitzelman will pick up her fourth foul of the night. 1-1 opportunity.
I think they call it on Crawford, and if that is, yeah.
Crawford.
There's number five.
Well, number five forward, number five. So Greta Crawford actually fouls out of the ball game. I didn't even see her in the vicinity. But nonetheless.
Lexi Boss now out there. Looks like her brother, older brother, will be honored for his nomination for the Shrine Bowl.
Yes, the Shriners here.
Most likely in between both games.
Madeline Wilson misses on the front end of the 1-1, but Lily Hinkson gets the rebound and then has her shot knocked out of bounds by Julia Kitzelman. As Leah Francis, looking for an open teammate, finds in the form of Hinkson, foul line jumper as an air ball, and that'll do it. The rebound to Osage City, and that's it for that offensive possession for the Lady Bulldogs. Few opportunities, just couldn't come up with it.
Now, Osage City, they've got a makeup game that they had to postpone when they shut down school Christmas break. So they played Linden on Thursday before West Franklin on Friday.
Lexi Boss goes right side to Spies, now right corner to Shoemaker. Up top to Georgia Kitzelman, drives inside the lane, gets bumped on the chin on her approach. So she's going to the line for two. That's going to be against Lily Hinkson, and that will be Hinkson's third. Team 7, so both teams now in the bonus, the remaining 3 minutes and 25 seconds. Kitzelman puts it up, and it's good. Georgia Kitzelman now with 6 points. Every starter for Coach Kirkpatrick has scored tonight. Again, Campbell Stark leading all scores with 20 points, 15 of those in the first half alone, 11 in the first quarter alone. Kitzelman perfect from the line, 2 for 2, and we're going to get a full shift change here for the Lady Indians with 2:45 remaining. Out there now for the Lady Indians, it is the 5'2 junior Callie Lane, the 5'9 freshman Julia Kitzelman, along with, well, the hair's hiding the numbers. Lane, Kitzelman, Addie Watson, the 5-foot freshman, and the 5'8 freshman McKenna McFarlane. We get a foul called on the Chase County end. That's going to go against Emily Miser. That'll be just her first, team's 8. Ball comes free on the Osage City side. It's picked up by Madeline Wilson on the baseline with under 2 to go here in this ball game. Avery Beyer turns it over on the opposite end. Ball taken away by Addie Watson. She hands it off to Peyton Pitts. Pitts to Lane. Lane thought about a 3 from the left wing. Goes back to Pitts at the top. Now right corner. Into the hands of Lane again, and we're going to get a left corner 3 taken by Lane, but not before she travels.
She hit it.
She did hit it.
Too much of a step back.
And it looks like a shift change for Chase County as well. Into the lineup, there is Maya Dorsey. She's joined by Kinsley Glanville. Also Piper Vogel. Karis Price. And Carly Gibb. So Vogel, Gibb, Price, Dorsey, and Glanville out there for the Lady Bulldogs. Under 60 seconds remaining here in the ball game. 63-28 the lead for Osage City as a steal by Callie Lane leads to a tie-up on the Chase County side, and it's going to go Osage City's way. So the Lady Indians, an opportunity for the last word after having the first word in this contest. Never trailed in this ball game. It was tied momentarily at two apiece. Julia Kitzelman fires a shot over the defense. It's no good. 15 seconds remaining. The rebound goes to Callie Lane of Osage City. Stays with the Lady Indians. Now a bounce pass into the lane is taken away by Chase County and taken right back at half court. Well, the official says over and back, but it was a pass from Chase County, but it doesn't matter.
It's all for naught.
Time's up. 63-28, your final score here from Osage City as the Lady Indians hand the Lady Bulldogs their first loss of the season. They now go to 8-1. Osage City improves to 6-2. We'll get into all of our final stats and analysis here in just a moment with the Rich Shore Company postgame show coming up here on Country 101.7 FM.